بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله تعالى عن أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال العمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة متفق عليه سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned that one umrah to the next umrah is expiation for whatever is committed between the two umrahs. And there is no reward for a hajj mabrur except paradise. Two things have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One is about umrah, and the second one, hajj. So when a person performs umrah, for example, last year if somebody made umrah, and this year he makes umrah again, then in between, the entire year, from the time he made Umrah last year till this year, all his minor sins are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is the Umrah a person makes, and during the Umrah, how much of sins are forgiven. This hadith is saying, one Umrah till the next Umrah, between that, whatever minor sins are committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates, Allah ta'ala removes those sins as well. It is kafara lima baynahuma. And then the hadith of Hajj, which we discussed a few days now. Well, Hajj al-Mabroor, that Hajj, which is known as Hajj al-Mabroor, in which a person does not commit any sins, he is not immoral, he is not immodest, he does not commit any obscenity, he is not disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no reward for that Hajj al-Mabroor, but Jannah, paradise. So again, a person is informed in this hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the importance of Umrah and the importance of Hajj. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قلت يا رسول الله نرى الجهاد أفضل العمل أفلا نجاهد فقال لكن أفضل الجهاد حج المبرور رواه البخاري أو لكن أفضل الجهاد حج المبرور. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى narrates that I asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that we see that jihad is the best of actions, should we also, the woman folk, should we also not go in jihad? Rasulullah replied that the best jihad for you is Hajj Mabroor. Lakunna, for you, O woman, the best jihad is Hajj Mabroor. So again, from this we understand that, like how in jihad there is an effort, the struggle, the sacrifices. For women folk especially, Hajj is not a very simple task. We know for men also, it is a difficult task to go through the entire procedure of Hajj, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Mina, the Tawaf, Ziyarah, etc. Even though it is made so easy, but still there's an effort involved. So for just like how jihad, in jihad there is so much of sacrifices, like that for Hajj and for women, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned this hadith, that your jihad is to go for Hajj. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. سبحان الله